hatimu membatu hingga kau tak pernah peduli sama aku. Cobalah mengerti keadaanku dan cobalah pahami keinginanku. Ku ingin engkau menjadi milikku, lengkapi jalan cerita hidup. Pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Deputy Head of the Halal Product Guarantee Agency, Afran Shahnur, invites students to play an active role with concrete actions in strengthening the halal ecosystem in Indonesia. Afran Shah on Wednesday hoped that this can be a starting point for students' enthusiasm to get involved in building the country's halal industry. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang encourages increased competitiveness, the application of the green industry, and the expansion of the national automotive industry export market. This was conveyed by the Minister of Industry as a hope for one of the largest domestic battery manufacturers, PT Yuasa Battery Indonesia, which plays an important role and has actively contributed to strengthening the national automotive component sector. He said in Jakarta on Wednesday that PT Yuasa, as a market leader in vehicle battery products, will also continue to innovate to meet the market needs of these products. That's the news.
Sudah katakan cinta, sudah ku bilang sayang. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
Sobat Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, you know that we have also another information that we would like to share you listeners. It is about, what's that? The Indonesian government that will disperse 6 stimulus measures next month in order to boost Indonesian economy. Yes. In this case, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is set to roll out 6 economic stimulus programs next month, in June. And according to Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, these measures are essential to maintaining stable national economic growth. Well, you know that the government of Indonesia aims to sustain economic growth at around 5% in the second quarter, with the phased distribution of economic assistance starting on June 5. The first stimulus program provides public transportation discounts during the school holiday season in June and July, covering train, airline, and domestic maritime travel fare.
What? Galuhung punya tiga pendirian ialah, satu, Galuhung terpak bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, Galunggung tempat Galunggung.
Galunggung has three foundations. Galunggung. First, Galunggung is a place for fighting. Maksudnya, in Sundanese language, Galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's Galunggung berin ku tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadek, tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadek tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung herin kutangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater, the local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Jadi dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam
pertama pengolahannya yang saya
The tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management which I know was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex disaster which now becomes crater lake. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village. If not mistaken, by village Community Resilience Institute, and it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java, rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers about tourist visit so far, Ibu Oem, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, hari-hari Idul Fitri.
On a certain day, at Al-Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence, on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, France, who often comes here. If in Indonesia it is dry season, the friend certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja.
Mbak, kamu sampai mana? Mbak, dia ngipiran terus, Mbak. Dia ngipiran terus, Mbak. Baik.
To get the crater, which is and the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exciting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has inauguration monument. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people paced on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lake. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofyan explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam tuh istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier, someone checked and tried to put the fish into the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, perch fish. Usually Sundanese people farm perch fish, cork, pomfret, and also gurami. Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran.
About city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors Stay at Night in Tasikmalaya, The Visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan aku jadi tak sabar.
Langit, kau begitu gelap malam. menggenapkan hasrat engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku, bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku, engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Semakin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
Tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga. The word tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather, or also earthquake. Tete Amu Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming, the squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amu Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. The song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga by Mato Samalingay. Happy listening.
Teteu amusia loga, teteu katinambuleleu, teteu girisit nyau nyau, girisit nyau nyau. Amungolu tetetat tetetat pelebu arata deake baikonang. gui lak pai pai go go lay lay go go barasita teteu la 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 pagru seilen oh teteu amusia loga teteu katinambu leleu teteu 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 amu gol teteu ta teteu ta pelep arata de ake bai konam gui lak pai pai go go lay lay go go barasita teteu la 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 pagru seilen oh Musial loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu grisit nyau nyau grisit nyau nyau amungkolu teteu ta teteu ta pelebu arata de ake baikonan gui lak pai pai go go lay lay go go barasita teteu la 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 paguru seilen oh teteu amusial loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu 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 amungkolu teteu ta pelebu arata de ake baikonan gui lak pai pai go go lay lay go go barasita teteu la 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 paguru seilen oh teteu amusialoga teteu amusialoga teteu grisik nyau nyau grisik nyau nyau teteu teteu amusialoga teteu sinambulele teteu.
Mengapa tak bisa dirimu from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, we have also, you know, another information that this is related about, you know, related to the, you know, such conservation and even about the resources conservation of agency, listeners. It is kind of animal that has been conserved as natural resources, I mean, here, conservation. Now, the Center of Riau Natural Resources Conservation Agency has evacuated a male sun bear that entered a residential area in Makmur Sejahtera Village, Gunung Sahilan, Subdistrict Kampar, Regency Riau Island. Head of the Center of the Riau Natural Resources Conservation Agency, Supartono, explained in Pekanbaru that the evacuation was carried out by the agency received a report from the community on Sunday night. An animal was reported to have attacked residents' livestock such as goat and chickens, causing concern among the community. And a team was immediately dispatched to the location the next day and coordinated with the village administration and residents to ensure the smooth handling of the protected wild animal. Listener, now I would like to share you our, and it is also, this is also to entertain you, our music corner. It is about, you know, a song from Southeast Sulawesi with title here, and here with song by Tana Wolio.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tana Wolio. The song Tana Wolio was composed by Laode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tana Wolio is taken from Wolio, a district in Baobao City, Buton Island. Tana Wolio is also a nickname for Buton Island. The lyrics of the song Tana Wolio tell the story of the Wolio region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Wolio. This song also reminds the younger generation about Tana Wolio, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tana Wolio Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Wolio is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tana Wolio, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Oh,
listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Tak terlalu lupa, Mak.